The current controversy, of course, is, are all of those three strategies equivalent? And I don't think there's any way to know that. And the other controversy is sequencing of tamoxifen and anastrozole a better strategy than just 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor? And there's a lot of discussion, a lot of interesting work statistically has come out of Dana-Farber Cancer Institute looking at modeling of outcomes and using the Markov model, which for most of us up to this point was a bit of a mystery. Using modeling and outcomes taken from natural history studies from large cooperative group clinical trials and meta-analyses to see if a sequencing therapy might be better than 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor. And their publication would suggest that it would be, which is a fascinating hypothesis. My feeling would be, let's find out now. And so the big 198 study is the study designed really to answer that question. And at the moment, until the 198 study shows a difference in outcome for patients who receive 5 years of letrozole versus a sequence of tamoxifen and letrozole, until that clinical trial gives us that information, I still think that the standard of care, or the most acceptable thing to do for patients who are newly diagnosed, is to give them 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor. The interest in the statistical exercise notwithstanding, I still think that 5 years of an AI is that therapy which is at the moment the best thing to do for the newly diagnosed patient.